Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight we have Power Brains, and she is just a remarkable person. She is the super PR maven, doing her thing across the globe. I mean, from celebrities to small businesses to ambassadors, she covers all aspects of public relations to the next level. I mean, if you are inspiring to be someone in the PR field or communications, you need to call in and take notes tonight. 347-826-7722. Today we have the CEO of Trayday, the PR and relations services, Ms. Trey Davenport, live in the building. She's my sis, fellow PR, and she does her thing. And she held it down last year, January, at the Ambassador's Inaugural Ball, and she held it down, putting out fires, you know, basically, you know, taking care of issues that were going on. And she made a successful event, and she did it, and she's just a wonderful woman, and she's very down to earth. And, you know, I think anybody would just be just, you know, just couldn't wait to and be honored to have the chance to just be, you know, in her presence and work under her. She is definitely a wonderful person. So tonight we're going to be talking with Trayday. I call her the super PR. We're going to be talking with her today, and it's going down today. Alan Lush Radio Online, call in at 347-826-7722. Let's go on the line and see if we got Miss Trey Davenport live in the building.
Hello. Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you clearly.
Very good. Very good. How's it going, baby now?
Man, it's going good, man. It's 2014, man. I'm ready to get this money, girl. Let's go.
We got to get it. We got to get it. I'm talking to you live right now from sunny Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm out here at the 2014 International CES show. It's the consumer electronics show where everybody comes from all over the globe to see what's good, you know, what's new in all facets of technology. And I'm here specifically for digital media. So, you know a little thing or two about that. That's how you put it. It's a lot of new things, and, you know, being out here with these CEOs, these geniuses of the industry, I'm always trying to soak up knowledge, so I took time and stepped out of my panel so I can talk to your lovely audience and, of course, you.
Definitely, definitely, man. I appreciate that, sis, man. You definitely got a lot of things going on, and you deal with all different assets of, you know, communications and public relations. You know what I'm saying? You don't narrow yourself into one block. You know what I'm saying? Into a box and stuff like that, like some people.
No, I can't. You know, I really can't. I have to stay on the cutting edge of what's going on in communication, PR tactics, exposure, technique, although I am about the traditional grassroots method. And, you know, a lot of my younger counterparts don't even know anything about it, don't care to know anything about it. But, you know, let's public relations, PR stands for public relations. That means relating to people, not just having a business card and some, you know, Christian Louboutins and a Twitter account. Like, you really have to get down and know how to deal with people. And so I have to keep myself abreast on how people are being communicated with. So I try to keep myself, you know, averse to those kind of things.
Definitely. And you're actually going to be celebrating 10 years, you know, serving rising and emerging, re-emerging stars and stuff. So tell us about that. 10 years in the game, man, 10 years. That's
well,
a lot
okay.
of work.
Actually, I have been in the business closer to maybe 15 years, but Trey Day, my company, is 10 years old, in 2014. I can honestly say I started really lush. Let's just say I've probably been in the business like 20 years because I've really been doing this since I came out the womb quiet as kept. I just don't want to put it all out there. But, you know, because I started with my friends. I started with Nikki from Brownstone, who's a co-executive producer and is the creator of R&B Diva. We went to high school together.
Wow.
And, she gave me a call when I was 19 and convinced me to drop out of college, which I don't recommend that everybody drop out of college unless you're a grinder like me. But, you know, I dropped out of college when I was 19 and moved to Hollywood. And I discovered I didn't want to be in front of the camera. I didn't want to be an actress, a video vixen. I wanted to be one of them power broker chicks that, you know, people was looking up to.
The woman behind
this boss Wednesday, right?
You said what?
I said this is Boss Business Wednesday, right?
Yeah, this is Business Wednesdays. Yeah, so you're going to be giving us some tips on business and stuff like that, and talk to us about some of the key points and stuff about, you know, public do's and don'ts of public relations and things like that stuff. And we're going to be definitely giving some of the audience some advice because I know a lot of people, they're inspiring to do it, but they don't know the proper techniques and they think just because you're cute, that means that you're going to get the deal. And that's not always what happens and stuff.
That's not always what they get.
Definitely, you know. Was that a big like culture shock when you? I mean, you were young, moving to Hollywood and stuff. Like, you were exposed to so much at a young age and stuff. Was it difficult for you at the time to kind of like balance it out?
That's a really good question. Honestly, I can say no. I discovered right away, Lush, my major definite purpose in life. Do you know how blessed you are to know what you know how many people still don't know what they want to do? So I learned really quickly what it is I wanted to do. And within a matter of a week, I had a job on Wilshire Boulevard in Beverly Hills in a production company. I was interfacing with the celebrities even out there, Tony, Guy. I just kind of fell right into it because I did what I was naturally gifted at. And I was grounded. I'm from Detroit, you know, Motor City, blue-collar, hardworking. And so I was grounded. I didn't have no la-la Hollywood aspirations and delusions. So for me, it was not a culture shock, honestly. For me, I was right at home. And that's why I have relocated and expanded to Los Angeles, and I live in Los Angeles now, as you know.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, but you're between LA and Atlanta. I know you've done a lot of work in Atlanta, but you travel all over. I mean, you're worldwide. I mean, you like were like in China not too long ago. I mean, you're like all over the place. You know?
Well, I think that's important, Lush. Yes, and let me just say, although I'm born from in Detroit and I got my upbringing in Detroit, I definitely built my career in Atlanta. I spent 12 years in Atlanta, and I relate to just the Southern hospitality and the opportunity, the close-knit vibe of Atlanta. So that's really what I relate to there. And that's why my motto is West Coast Wow with a Southern sensibility. Because although I got that touch of Hollywood and that touch of flash, and, you know, I could put you on every red carpet, I also will still take your phone calls. I'm still going to be there, you know, if your kid graduates or if you, you know, need a few dollars. Like, I have a Southern sensibility about me that makes me, I think, interesting to certain people. And then as far as the travel, I do have a global perspective. And I speak several languages, as you know. You know, I speak some French, and I've studied some Arabic, Korean, Amharic, and, you know, I love culture, and I love traveling, and I'm blessed that my career gives me those opportunities.
Definitely. And you're very well-rounded. Rounded.
What you trying to say? I'm too thick. I got a big butt. I'm well-rounded.
No,
I mean, that's true too.
You're a well-rounded individual. That was what I was trying to utter from my mouth.
I know.
I said you had big round booty and stuff. That's
That'll come later. That'll come later. They got to log on. They got to log on and do the whole PayPal thing for that.
Being in the industry and being a woman in this industry, because this is where industry gets crazy, what do you feel is the hardest adversity that you ever faced being in the industry?
Adversity? I would say maybe haters, you know, maybe just a few haters, females. You know, the interesting part is my challenges and my suppression and my objections never came from a man, never.
Wow.
If anything, it came from sisters. It came from women who might have had the opportunity to embrace or to bless or to, you know, share, and for whatever reason they didn't or couldn't, and, you know, that might have just ensued in something negative. But thank God it's people like you out there who absolutely is the opposite of that. You know, you've been nothing but a sister, nothing but great and fantastic and helpful and encouraging and uplifting. And I really, really, really am thankful for that. So, you know, I might have had a few bad apples, but they can't spoil this bunch right here.
Hey, the devil's a liar, man. When you're a child of God, you're going to rise, you're going to rise, you're going to rise, girl, no matter what is in front of you. Seriously.
Definitely.
You know, and what was your biggest highlight through the years, your biggest highlight that you were like, wow, I'm really doing this?
It happens all the time. I have a lot of great highlights. I really do. And
the biggest one for you. The biggest one for you.
Oh, man.
I'm going to let you name two. The biggest one.
Okay. I guess, believe it or not, that's a really hard question for me. But I will name Trey Day was selected out of all the public relations agencies in the country. Trey Day was selected to be the official public relations company of record for the 2013 Ambassador's Inaugural Ball for President Barack and First Lady Michelle Obama. That was in Washington, D.C. at Carnegie Library last year. Unfortunately, you know a little bit because you were by my side for much of that.
Yeah.
You witnessed it with your own eyes. And to have know, ambassadors from over 160 countries, superstar celebrities, Miss Universe, you know, actress Elise Neal, NFL players, Roland Martin from CNN, Jamie Foster Brown, you know, just the echelon of the media world and politics, political luminaries, Mr. Robert S. Shoemake, honorary counsel to the Republic of Botswana, you know, just to have that opportunity as a small boutique firm based in Atlanta and California with virtually no contacts in Washington, D.C., and to just be entrusted with that momentous and magnanimous responsibility and was such an honor. That was huge for me.
It definitely. I was there firsthand, and I mean this young lady. I mean she's a star. That's all I can say. Like I mean she handled every obstacle with so much class and took care of everyone and made everyone feel at home. Even if it was. I mean it was hectic to normal people. The pressure that was on her was ridiculous. Okay. It was so much pressure on her, but she handled it with, like, it was easy. She made it look so easy, you know. But I definitely
Well, I could say, though, Lush, it's impossible to operate that efficiently and fluidly without an amazing team. Without a staff that bless their heart with thick skin and, you know, hair on the go and people who really deal with the pressures. And, you know, but I do believe very, very strongly that lack of preparation when met with opportunity equals failure. And one of the reasons that we could not fail, despite the glitches and the traffic and the internet being shut down and all kind of stuff, is because we were very prepared as a team. We were prepared. So that in my absence and, you know, falling behind and having to give my shoes to one of the performers because her heel broke and she had to walk 5 miles virtually to get to the venue, I still had a strong staff that was there on site that could still facilitate. And honestly, you're only as good as you're able to duplicate yourself. You know, God forbid something happens to you, who, you know, somebody got to know how to still run that show. They may not be able to do you exactly how you, but you know, would do it. But you do have to invest in your team, and so that is something that you know I do want to note. I do want to note that. I think that's really important.
Definitely, and that's true. You know, your network is your net worth, and you have to have a strong team because it still has to be able to run like a well-oiled machine. When the head honcho is not there, so you definitely you displayed that at that event that night, and I was there to bear witness to that. You're dealing with a lot of stars right now. I know you're on the road a lot with Charlie Baltimore. You did some stuff with Chrisette Michelle, with Gucci Man. You also have another client, Michael Johnson, defensive end from the Cincinnati Bengals. You're doing so much stuff, and you also have a business mogul and philanthropist, Robert Shoemake, and he does a lot of stuff going on. So you got so much going on. So, you know, what's going on with all the clients right now at the moment?
Well, you know, I'll lead into that answer by going back to your previous question because you gave me two highlights. So I want to just say on the other highlight, I'm going to tell you this. Every time I'm at a newsstand and I see a magazine that has one of my clients, past or present, seriously, that is a highlight for me. Every time I turn on the television or read a blog and I see somebody that I touched their career in some way or was blessed enough to be a part of their journey, when I see Chrisette Michelle, you know, on award shows or, you know, Gucci Man somewhere up on TMZ, Charlie Baltimore doing her thing on the Soul Train red carpet, that is a highlight for me. It's a blessing for me. So, you know, that kind of just leads into what's going on now. You know, Charlie Baltimore, she's dope. You know, she's Grammy nominated. She's a writer, producer, you know, consummate entertainer. a credible mother, you know, for her daughters who, you know, model. And Charlie's an inspiration. And I love the reemerging stars, the underdog stars. Like, whether I like it or not, it just seems like that's who, you know, the Lord blesses me with to be a part of their career. And so for Charlie, it's about, you know, just reintroducing her, showing the fans that she's here to stay, them hearing her new sound. We did a promo tour and I still promotional tour for Hard to Kill, her mixtape. She's working on her full album now through the record label BMB, which stands for Breaking Major Barriers. And that is a label imprint that's out of Detroit, Lush, that's owned by a childhood friend of mine, my mentor, my family, my everything, really. Like, he's an amazing visionary. And he, you know, really put it together to not only give Charlie another shot and, you know, to bless her, for her to be a blessing to so many others, but also Trick Trick. You familiar with Trick Trick out of Detroit?
Yeah.
Trick Trick is on the label, too. And he and Charlie are both presidents of the label, and that's my Detroit brother, and he is amazing. He's so talented. He's another person that people, society might consider an underdog, but he's a freaking genius. And so we're working on his project. Michael Johnson with the Bengals, they just unfortunately lost their playoff game to the Chargers this past Sunday, so his season is now over. But they had an amazing season. They had 11 wins. They were undefeated at their home stadium until the last freaking game. But now he will go into his philanthropy full time. He has a camp coming up in Selma, Alabama. It's the fourth annual camp. And, you know, I help his mom coordinate that and, you know, get sponsors and publicity for the kids of Selma, Alabama. And, you know, those are just some of the things that I can think of off the top of my head that have my brain. And there's always big stuff going on with B&B Entertainment, though, and, you know, B&B Babes and a few other collaborations that I'm just excited to be a part of.
Yeah, you have so much things going on and stuff, and Michael Johnson, he's a great guy though. I mean, I was able to meet him in person. He's very humble, and he loves kids. He loves to do a lot of things to give back to the community, which I admire about him. And he's also in school too, you know, doing his thing.
Absolutely.
So you know, so I
let me tell you, they don't make them quite like him every you know that often. I mean, not only is he, like you said, just an activist, philanthropist, community, Southern gentleman, a family lover, but I mean, I can't even tell you all the schools that he speaks at because he doesn't tell me because he doesn't want publicity for it. But he also is the team representative for Fuel Up to Play 60, NFL Fuel Up to Play 60, and that's like about healthy eating and kids getting in activities, you know, to, I guess, prevent childhood obesity and promote healthy living. He is a spokesperson for the American Dairy Association. He does Most Valuable Kids charities. He took care of so many families for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I'm talking no press. He didn't want me to invite nobody out to take pictures and all of that. Like, he does this on his own. And then, you know, one other thing he did, and I'm going to get off the Michael Johnson microphone soapbox because I could talk about him all day. He did something else, too, I think that was really unique, in that he implemented a Microsoft certification program in Selma, Alabama. Wasn't for the kids, but, like, you know, he got Microsoft, you know, to do this program to where they can go on and get jobs, you know, like $40,000 a year jobs, because they got learn, you know, Excel, you know, Word, you know, Office Suite, computer operations. Everybody doesn't know that, you know, everybody doesn't have a high school diploma, a college degree, and he cares so much about his own, you know, community and his people, that the governor, Lieutenant Governor Ivey of Alabama, literally came and named Michael honorary lieutenant governor of the state of Alabama. And come on now, that's the black belt, okay? And for this African-American beautiful man to be able to be honored in this way shows you his track record of work. And, you know, he ain't bad on the eyes either. He's 6'7", 270-some pounds of sheer fineness. .com,
yes,
lady.
Yes,
I'm just going to tell you that. And since
that.
Ebony, girl, yes, I got to say that. I represent some beautiful people. I get to look at some of the finest people. All of them fine. Charlie, Trick Trick, all of them cute. MJ, Robert Schumann, they just, I don't know. The pretty, beautiful people inside and out find me.
Definitely, definitely. You definitely got a lot of wonderful people on your team. Now, the question is, okay, let's get into public relations right now.
Okay.
You have done so many different aspects of public relations and stuff. Name the three key things as a publicist, things that you should not do and things you should do when it comes to public relations and dealing with your clients.
Okay. You mean these are all specific to clients, not to the PR industry or that we deal with
just
as it relates to clients?
PR industry, you can start with PR industry and then clients.
Okay. No, first and foremost, don't burn bridges. Why are you laughing at me, Lush? I don't think that's fair. You laughing at me.
You know I love you. Go ahead.
I love you too. Number one, seriously, don't burn bridges. Don't let it be so okay to say, forget you. I don't need you. Like, I'm still amazed when people do that, when people burn bridges. You know what I mean? Like, that's just numero uno that comes to my mind.
Yeah,
it's
a small world because you're going to run into the person again.
It's a small, small world. It truly is. Number two of the don't. Don't overpromise. Don't, you know, Mr. Robert Schumann always tells me, Trey, underpromise and over-deliver. Underpromise. Don't overpromise. And then you blow them away with your delivery. I learned that from him, and I believe that to be the case. And then the last thing I will say is the most important, and honestly, it's number one, even though I saved the best for last. And are you listening, Lush?
Yeah, I'm listening, girl. I'm taking notes, man.
I hope your listeners are getting this one because it's probably one of the most profound, and it's the lesson that I learned from Brian Maurice Brown, my friend and CEO of B&B Entertainment. Don't go into relationships for what people could do for you. Go into relationships thinking at how you can help them. Don't even think about how they can help you, which that is the opposite antithesis of what we all do. All of us go somewhere networking and we get a car. Oh, I might be able to use this person to do that. Or that person, not in a negative way either. Don't be negative, you know. I might be able to get this person to do this, to write this, to shoot this, to film this. Don't do that. Go into the dynamic thinking how you could be a blessing to them. It's been a shorter time that I've embraced that philosophy because it completely is a reprogramming of everything I ever knew. Because as a PR person, you think, let me network, let me get out there, let me relate. You know what I mean? Okay? Let me tell you something. If you just open your mind, open your heart, open yourself, and you approach it like, how can I help you? What can I do for you? Man, the energy is shifted to help you, whether you know what I mean? You're not even trying that. Because you gave your help and offered your assistance organically, it's going to come back, and it may not even be from that person. It may not even be from that person. But you're going to get blessed, and you can never give more than God give you. So you give as much as you can, and he going to pour, because he never going to let you be empty.
Definitely. And that's real talk. I mean, all the points that you touched on are definitely important points that you definitely need to consider going into the public relations business and communication. Somebody asked me, they texted me, when it comes to dealing with a client, is it possible to still generate publicity if the client has nothing, that has nothing going on?
Ooh, that's a really good question. Seriously. I'm going to answer it just off the rippers. It's possible to generate publicity. It's possible to generate publicity for anybody. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to say yes. It's possible. It's possible. Is it easy? Is it effective? Is it lasting? Is it constructive? Is it realistic? No. All of the above, no. But is it possible? Yes.
Okay, because the person was telling me, they said they were having an issue because one of their clients didn't really have too much going on, so they were like, what exactly will they be promoting? So that was one of the questions.
Well,
somebody
let me offer this to them, though. Hold on. As their public relations manager, as their public relations rep, as their publicist, it's his or her job to create something. Create something. PR people are messengers. We're messengers, and we're message creators, and we're message shapers. Find something.
Yes.
Create something. Get them involved. Somebody somewhere needs that person, whether it's in music, fashion, publishing, philanthropy, hair care products. Somebody needs something. Create something. Come on now, to make up something. You know, not fake, but create something. Build.
Yeah, definitely. And one more person had another question. They asked, how do you get a client on a red carpet event or get invited to an event? How do you do placements for your clients?
Do you think this would be like a newer client or somebody that has a little name?
This is a newer client.
Pray and kiss somebody's butt. Do a whole lot of butt kissing. Do a whole, hey, if you don't want to kiss butt, or if you're one of these people that just, you know what I'm saying, like, oh, I'm never going to do that. I'm never going to. Honey, get out of this business because you have to stroke. Stroke 101. That's going to be part of my workshop series. You got to stroke. You got to stroke. I'm sorry. It's ego.com out here. And you got to learn how to be stroke.net. Okay? .org. But, you know what I'm saying?
I love she's so real about it. But I mean, it's the truth. I mean, honestly, if you have a client that doesn't really have anything really, like, if they're new and no one really knows about them, it's going to be a struggle. You have to either call into favors of somebody, and you have to, you know, kind of be like, hey, man, you know. And you might have to show your ego in order to get them placed on that event because, you know, they're very picky about who they invite to red carpet events.
Right. And then here's another thing, too. I would love to talk about this. Let me just say a few things. What people don't realize, the last thing you want is to have a client be on the red carpet with other celebrities, or with celebrities, because they may not be a celebrity yet, but with celebrities who the media do want to talk to. They are interested. And your client is all dressed up, fancy, put it on Instagram, did this, did that, got parking, got all, you know, gussied up, spent their money, and then they get on that red carpet, and A, the publicist is ill-equipped or doesn't have relationships to get her friends in the media to do interviews, because that's all part of public relations, is having relationships with media who going to have your back and interview your client so you don't look stupid when your client is getting pushed because the celebrities are, you know, kind of like they going to take precedence. And the media says, excuse me, I'm trying to get the subject. Excuse me, Mr. Hart, Kevin Hart. Excuse me, Chrisette. Excuse me. You know, they're going to be pushing past you. But if they're your media friend, your PR friend, you're going to make that eye contact with them. You're going to smile, and you're going to be like, girl, I got such and such, such and such. When you get an opportunity, it would be great if you could ask them about their upcoming project, you know, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. And they may not get them immediately, but they'll say, okay, hold on just a second, I got you. And that way your client is still in the mix. They're still getting seen. But you can't force nobody to interview nobody, so you better be willing to, you know, work it. And you better be realistic. You got to be honest with your client, too. You got to be honest with your client. Because y'all going to look crazy together, and they're going to be mad at you. When y'all leave that carpet and that client lush does not get interviewed or that client gets pushed to the side, that ego, baby, that ego come out strong and long. And you might even get fired. But it's really them. They really feel bad because they're not famous yet. And so that fame is a monster that they want to feed, and that monster will lash out at you because they don't feel like they were treated away. It might be premature. It's hard to explain to clients that it might be premature for them to do red carpet. So this is a tip, you guys. This is what I say to my newer clients is that I explain that I'm perfectly fine to take you. I am so willing to go hard to get you on this carpet. I'm more than willing to call in a favor for you as long as you're willing to treat it as a training opportunity. Now, if we treat this as an opportunity to where we learn how to work the red carpet and we learn how to do it, and you don't mind being patient and waiting, I'm down to go with you. And I'm telling you, we'll get as many interviews done as they got because we're going to be willing to wait. But if you're trying to rush and you're trying to get to your seat and you're trying to, you know, kind of get in where you fit in and think that you're going to be on the 360 cam and, you know, just because you got on some Manolo Blahnik and they really don't want you on a 360 cam, then don't do it. But if you get a client that you can be honest with, it can be a great learning experience.
Definitely. And the last question that we had from another person was they just recently got picked to run a red carpet event. What is the number one, what are the some key points or advice you want to, you'd like to give this young lady about running a red carpet?
Organization is very important, and really giving some thought as to where she wants the various type of media to be placed. You know, obviously putting the cameras in a certain pool, vloggers, radio, writers, people with video versus people with still camera, like make sure you think that's out. You know, you don't want to put radio and bloggers and people with like tape recorders first because those are typically the longer interviews. You know, you want to knock out like TV first because those are going to typically be your shorter interviews. So you really want to think about that, and also if it's at all possible, and if she plans on having a big media pool, then she may want to get some risers in the back so that the still photographers can get their shots over and above everybody. They'll get a better shot, and plus everybody will look skinnier because they'll be shooting them from above.
Okay. So
you like that? You like that one, Lush?
You know, everybody can be a bus shot. Everybody want to skip. No, but you know, that you got some key points because some people don't know how to run a red carpet. You know, excuse my language, but it comes out to be like a mess. You know, because some people, they think they're celebrities. You know, depending on what red carpet you're doing, if it's not a celebrity red carpet, if it's something they're doing locally or whatever. You have people that think they're celebrities, too, and they just want to just run on a carpet, but it doesn't work like that. So, it's a job working a red carpet.
It's a huge job. And a couple other things, too, is I'm a firm believer in RSVP note cards, you know, where you have the person's name. They are. Also be prepared with paper and Sharpie and clipboard so you can make them on the spot. I believe in red carpet escort. who you, they understand. Like, you don't just walk them there. If you have to literally take them down and with your hand gestures and your polite words, guide them through, I think that's mm-hmm. really, really important.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And as a PR also, you kind of basically train some of your clients to, you know, be proper orators, be able to speak properly, you know, during interviews and things like that.
Absolutely.
It's hard for sometimes for clients, you know, to speak, especially if it's their first time. So you guys kind of do a lot of training. And I know you're very skilled in that when it comes to your clients.
Yeah, that's one of the most fun things that I do and that I have done. I can honestly say, well, of course, Chrisette Michelle is an amazing artist, always has been, was born that way. I can say truthfully that I did her first media training. I set up and, you know, helped conduct and facilitate her first interviews, her media training. I did the same thing for Gucci Mane. I did the same thing for Selected of God, my godfather out of Detroit, that star in those Chrysler commercials that are now nominated as Contemporary Gospel Choir of the Year for Stellar Awards, which is coming up in another week.
Wow.
I train them. And I want to mention something about that if I can. Just kind of going back to your question, your person who questioned about the new clients on the red carpet or the newer celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this, because it really brings into play three of the things that we talked about. Selected by God had a little bit of notoriety in Detroit, where we're from,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
for some people who caught the commercial, but they weren't, you know, nationally known. So number one,
mm-hmm.
I had to put together a great pitch. I had to kiss a lot of butt. I had to contact everybody at the Front Page PR firm in L.A., which they're my PR sisters now. You know what I'm saying? All of those wonderful ladies over there, Tasha and Jenilyn and all of them, you know, they really did embrace me. And I'm telling you, Lush, it was because of my communication with them, my respect of them, my, you know, follow through, that they agreed to let us on the carpet. Not 1 year, but 2 years. And this is going to be the first year that we are going to the awards where we are a nominee. The other 2 years, we were just unknowns, and we were just,
uh-huh.
you know what I mean, who are they? But they learned, they followed through, they knew that we were doing the hurry up and wait, the training,
uh-huh.
the butt kissing. They
uh-huh.
knew, and they were okay with that because we had an understanding, and we talked about it in advance, and they had their eye on the prize. So now this year, just so you know, I'm not actively working their account because really they just don't actively need a publicist. But just
yes.
yesterday, God is my witness, just yesterday, they called me. And I haven't
wow.
even worked with them in like 4 or 5 months. Just yesterday
wow.
they called me. They said, Trey, hey, how are you? I said, fine. They said, you know, it's Stellar Award time. I said, I know. Congratulations. I'm so happy for y'all. They were like, no, what are you talking about? They were like, we wouldn't want nobody else to go with us. You went with us when we didn't have anything. You went with us when we didn't make me get emotional, you know, because
oh.
I really appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Like, all you want is
yeah.
to be acknowledged and remembered
yeah.
and, you know, think that, you know, they have gone on to win an Emmy. They're currently
yeah.
in a Chrysler commercial. They're nominated. They could have got anybody. But they called me
mm-hmm.
yesterday and are flying me from California to Nashville just to walk them down the carpet and to complete a journey that we set out together. So, you know, I'm just saying, don't give up to the new publicists with the new clients or the established publicists with the lesser-known clients. Take all those opportunities, and it will come full circle.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And that's, you know, it does get emotional because, I mean, you put in work, you know what I'm saying? You put in work. It's not like, you know, and you've gone through the downs of the industry in general, and it's a lot. And I just, you know, I commend you because, honestly, I have to commend you because, like, even with the novel, like, you know, you took a chance with me myself, you know? You know, you didn't know me for you know, anything, and you decided that you said, hey, let me go ahead and let her come over there and work with me. You know, you didn't have to do that, but you did. And I appreciate that, you know what I'm saying? I really appreciate you even offering me to come and work with you, you know, because some people,
well, I appreciate you.
They're handling big events like that. They're like, man, I don't know her, you know? You know, I don't know her. I don't want her to work with me. You know?
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you can get some little cray-crays that you can't get rid of. And so, you know, I can understand the apprehension. But you were referred to me and introduced to me by one of my dearest, dearest, dearest friends and colleagues, Mr. Ernest Jackson, who is now a publicist out of the East Coast area. He started out in promotions. And I don't think he would mind me saying it. I gave Ernest a chance too. He responded to a Craigslist ad years ago, almost 10 years ago, really like 8 years ago, I think. And he, I needed some helpers, a helper. Uh-huh. I was doing a media day in New York with Corrupt, Daz Billinger, you know, from the Dogtown, Gail Gotti, you know, I was doing this big event for them at the W, and I needed some help. I couldn't afford to bring, like, a whole team like that, you know, but I did bring one person. But, you know, I needed some local help. And I wanted somebody who knew New York, knew the lay of the land. And he came, he helped, he set up cameras, he helped me get refreshments, he brought about two helpers. I'm sorry, I didn't pay Ernest $2 good. You know, it wasn't even about money. And it was about love. It was about acceptance. It was about him understanding the importance of taking an opportunity. And it's not always about the money. And now you fast forward 8 years later, you know Ernest. Y'all better Google him. He is one of the top publicists. He is one of the top publicists. He didn't even care about publicity. It wasn't until he met me and we worked together and he saw how I get down, and he already had the gift. He already had the skill. Trust me. You know, he's already doing strictly for the promo. And now that man worked with Basketball Wives, the Wayans brothers, the girl from the Ivory, girl from the Nouveau TV, Christina Mendez. You know, he's touched a lot of careers. And if it were not for Ernest Blush, you and I wouldn't be on the show right now. He's the reason that we're together. So we got to think about these connections and cultivate our connections. And me and Ernest, I was looking at a media list today. I was looking up somebody's name, this reporter, Sweetheart. She has a blog called Memoirs of a Party Girl. And I was looking up her phone number, and I found it on a list that Ernest shared with me. Listen, Lush, it was 35 pages long. Don't nobody share with you no list of their personally cultivated contacts 35 pages long. Not just anybody does that, but I get down like that. Ernest get down like that. Right. Don't nobody just share their YouTube password with you so you could view something. People don't just do that. So when they do that, you honor them, and you better do it to somebody else for somebody else.
Definitely. I definitely got a big shout out to Ernest. He's a wonderful guy. We both Pisces and stuff, so you know.
That's why y'all so sweet.
Yeah, we're both Pisces, and we always like to do for people and stuff. And I remember when I first met him, he was working with the Underground Girls of Hip Hop, and with Shay out of Cali, and we were doing a domestic violence event, and he was working with Queenpin at that time, and he had asked me to come out and cover the event or whatever. And I met him, and we've been friends ever since then. And I mean, he brought me a lot of celebrities, and I've also broke a lot of artists for him, some up and coming artists that are now doing things right now, like Rashida. Rashida was, you know, on the Underground tip when I interviewed her. And look at her now. She's doing VH1. And he also brought me to T-Boss from the legendary group TLC. So I love Ernest Jackson. I love him to death. And he's a great guy. And sometimes,
he's a great publicist. He's a great publicist to know. And speaking of the Underground Girls of Hip Hop, which has been his other compadre, sister, client, you know what I mean, Shay, our
mm-hmm.
girl, Simpson,
yeah.
Who
yeah.
does that, Underground Girls of Hip Hop. It was them, and I'm sure Ernest completely rallying for me, that I was honored as the 2011 Female Hip Hop Publicist of the Year. Just
yep.
think, to meet somebody off of Craigslist, hire them, you know, pay them little or nothing to support your event in exchange for experience, you know,
mm-hmm.
and years later, this person is instrumental in you getting one of the biggest honors of your career, and y'all still grinding together. That's how it's supposed
yeah.
to be.
Yep, definitely. You guys have definitely put in a lot of work together, and there's more to come. There's a lot of things coming up in 2014, and we want to touch on them real quick because of the time. So I know you have, like, seminars, you got a book, and you got the YouTube channel going on. Tell us what's going on, Trey.
Okay, all right. Well, first of all, I learned a lot in 2013. I mean, I learn all the time. But I can honestly say I had a whole new awareness and awakening happen in 2013, especially upon reconnecting with, you know, my soul brother, Brian Brown. And
mm-hmm.
he helped me identify my success formula for happiness. I already had one of the big points is identifying what it is that you do well. You know, you hear that all the time. You got to figure out what you do well. I figured that out a long time ago. Then you
mm-hmm.
have to figure out what you do well and that you're passionate about and that can help that you can earn a living doing it or that you can make money doing it. So if you can
mm-hmm.
get that, you're really good. Well,
mm-hmm.
and I've been doing that. This is all I do. I don't even know what it's like to work for somebody else. You know, the last
mm-hmm.
time I worked for somebody else was over 12 years ago, and that was Big Cat Records, and that didn't even really feel like working for somebody else because I was very involved in the running of the label. So, but, you know, just to stay focused, I'm finding something that you are really good at, earning a living while doing so, and the third and most important piece is finding a way to give back in that same
mm-hmm.
place with that gift or among those gifts. And so that is what I have done, and that is what I'm doing. You know, I've always had a very, very successful intern training program. You know, my Trey
mm-hmm.
Day alumni. It extends over 240 people in this 10-year period who has either worked for me, interned for me, trained with me as publicists, junior publicists, writers, you know, you name it in that arena. And so
uh-huh.
I do like a internship for 3 months. It can be virtual. It can be hands-on. It usually is anywhere from 3 to 6 people per intern class. And so what I'm doing, Lush, is I'm taking the 3-month module of this internship,
mm-hmm.
aggressive internship, and I am compiling it in a succinct, easy-to-understand format for 1 month. And I am
wow.
offering classes. Instead of you know, doing the 3-month internship, because you may not want to intern. This is for people who may already be established, may have like a record label or a publishing house that has a PR person that they would like to cultivate. Well, I'm going to
uh-huh.
offer 3 months of Trade Day training in a 1-month class. The class
wow.
is $399, but they get 2 classes a week for 4 weeks, so that's 8 classes, and then they get a master class every month. And the master class might bring in the CEO of a huge media company or magazine, or it will likely be my celebrity client. Or if it's
mm-hmm.
crisis management, I might bring in Gucci Man, because everybody
mm-hmm.
knows that he had the murder case. I was
mm-hmm.
his crisis communications manager. It really helped shape the public opinion and to get them to rally on his side to come forth with evidence that eventually led to him, those charges being dropped, when he admitted to having to kill Henry Clark III in self-defense. So it may be
mm-hmm.
crisis management for the master class. It may be like your girls are asking with the red carpet. It may be a whole simulated red carpet situation with Lush Radio
mm-hmm.
on the red carpet hosting it. And I'm teaching
mm-hmm.
them how to do red carpet during a master class.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
part of my give back is the class, the Trey Day class, the Trey Day course,
mm-hmm.
the Trey Day
mm-hmm.
workshop. And that
mm-hmm.
is being rolled out the first quarter of this year. The second piece are my e-books. And my ebooks are modules that will break down things just like that, how to coordinate a red carpet, how to do crisis management, how to write winning press releases and pitches. And instead of it just being some big, gigantic book, even though it certainly can be, and that's the ultimate goal, is for everybody to have all the books for the one master book, but micro lessons. You've been doing this a long time, but you don't really need to know everything, but you never know. You might want one little lesson. You might want to get more publicity for your brand, and you may not want to hire a publicist. It's not necessary right now. You got a lot of the skills. You might just need a little recourse. Let me see how Trey does that so you can buy the ebook for $9.99. So it's going to be a series of how-to ebooks where basically I'm giving the game the Trey Day way. I'm giving the Trey Day perspective. That's why my company's called Trey Day, because it's just like a day in the life of me, a day in the life of what goes on with this grind. I don't know about her grind. I don't know about her grind. It's a lot of other amazing, dope publicists, sisters of mine, honey. Angie Collins, Nicole Garner, Crystal Jordan Mims, all my sisters. They dope, but and they're fantastic. And I would love to learn what they got to teach, what they have to teach. But the Trey Day ebook series is what I have to teach, my unique voice, tried and true lessons. I'm telling you, my interns, my staff, people who work with me, and I'm sure Ernest included, will tell you that they learn more from working with me in the first week, Lord knows in the 3 months, than they did oftentimes in their whole careers and or their whole college education. And I'm not trying to brag, but it is just the truth because it's hands-on and there's no fake assignments, no wasted assignments. Your portfolio is burgeoning over after working with me for those 3 months. Where are you going to get that in 1 month?
Definitely, definitely.
And I'm going to teach all the classes hands-on.
I think that's outstanding. I was just discussing that with one of the guys that I'm we're going into the new studio this week because he does a lot of IT work, and I do the whole radio and all that stuff and the broadcasting and the filming. So we were thinking about also incorporating the same thing, but I'm trying to actually bring in, do an event, and I definitely would like to have you as a speaker out here and do it in D.C. because, you know, it's a lot of people that need that information. So I definitely would like to have you come out here in the DMV and definitely do something. We have to plan that out.
Well, let me know. We'll plan it and get it going and see how many people we can get interested and offer a powerhouse day or several days or whatever you have in mind. By all means. The other big thing that, you know, is happening specifically with Trey Day is to commemorate the 10-year anniversary of my firm. I am not only having the book, the e-book series, the workshop series, but I've launched Trey Day TV, which is my YouTube channel, my YouTube partnership, where it will feature just archives of videos of me working with Chrisette, Gucci, Corrupt, Daz, Little Flip, Frankie and Nessie, you know, just along the way, and also my travels. You mentioned I travel. I mean, I've gone to, you know, many different foreign lands, and I've chronicled all of that. Also, just my Trey Day randomness. It could be interactions with clients, bloopers. Then there's the Trey Day team, Trey Day production. So there's quite a number of topics and sections that will be on the Trey Day TV channel. And I am having a Trey Day retreat, a 10-year alumni retreat, where all of my alumni are being invited free of charge for a two-day, pampering, reconnecting, lots of surprises for them. I don't want to give it away, but just some team building, because we are a team. We are a family, just like a sorority and a fraternity that, you know, come back together. And many of my alumni work at the top radio stations. Look, they work at the top entertainment companies, real estate companies, international firms. So many of them have their own successful PR companies. And I just think that's important for everybody to kind of see through the common denominator of Trey Day where our success lies.
Definitely. I just want to say that I am honored, and it's to be in your presence, to watch you work, all the accomplishments you have done in your life, and the more to come for you. Like, you're a wonderful person. If you get to know Trey Day and know her personally, she's a wonderful person. She is what you get. I mean, when she's working, she's gonna be hard on you because she's a boss and she wants it to get done. But other than that, I mean, she shows her appreciation. She's a wonderful person. And all I can say is that it's an honor, and I wish nothing but success for you, Trey, and everything, all your endeavors, everything you aspire to do, because everything you touch is like gold, you know?
Well, I appreciate that, more than words to say. I'm not just saying that. And I would love to extend to you an opportunity to be one of my media partners for my Trey Day 10-year celebration. That's going to take place in June, and it will incorporate celebrities, dignitaries, people who I have worked with over the years. I've already received commitments from some amazing people who are going to be involved in the celebration. I still have a few more people that I have to reach out to, but I would love to make it big, and it can't be as big and as awesome as I would love it to be if you were not at least a part of it actually, and if for some reason you're not able to, at least in spirit, I'm going to need you there.
Oh, y'all trying to make me cry, man. I'm a thug.
No, you let's be strong for everybody.
No, but I love you, girl, man. You know, I'm definitely whatever. I don't care what's on the schedule in June. I want to make sure that I put that in place and make sure I'm able to come out there and come and support you, because you worked hard, and I like to make sure I'll be there. You know, just, you know, a support system regardless, you know. Everybody needs support in this game.
Well, I appreciate that. I really do. I appreciate that.
Definitely. And I know you're busy, and there's a lot going on there. We thank you for your time coming on to the show, and we definitely want to be able to bring you on again, you know, when you have time, because I know some other people have a lot of questions and stuff for you and everything.
Anytime, Lush. You know, I just definitely want to shout out and thank my Trey Day team, my Trey Day alumni, anybody that has helped build my company, build my business, my brand, and has lent a hand, and also to my sons, Jordan, Dresden, and Donovan, who always sacrifice and share their mama. Everything that I do is for them.
Oh, and you got some lovely boys, and they love their mama.
They tolerate me. They tolerate me till they need some. Yeah, no, I do. I've been very, 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 very blessed.
Definitely. They love their mama. So I definitely, you know, I love you, girl. I wish you nothing but success.
I love you too.
And I just, you know, whenever you get a chance, you know what I'm saying, we'll definitely have you back on. And I want all of you guys to make sure you subscribe to it's Trey Davenport on Instagram. Follow her.
Yeah.
All the social network and stuff. Give that to the people also so they can check you out.
Okay, sure. For my personal insight, all of it is Trey Day. I'm sorry, Trey Davenport. Excuse me, Trey Davenport. That's Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's all Trey Davenport. For the business side of things, it's all Trey Day MPR, like Trey Day Management and Publicity, Trey Day MPR. Mm-hmm. And our YouTube channel is Trey Day PR or Trey Day TV. Either
Definitely.
One will get you there.
Make sure you check
subscribe,
her out.
Subscribe, Lush. You better make sure you subscribe.
I'll be the first one to subscribe, girl. Stop playing with me.
Okay.
I'll be subscribing.
Well, a few people beat you to it, but, you know, say the best for last.
Well, I'm going to go over there and subscribe. Actually, right now, right now while we're on the phone, because I don't want to get beat up. I don't want you to fight me.
No, I know. And you know I can get a little feisty. I'm from the D. I am from the D. I don't care. I may live and do Hollywood, but I'm from the D.
Girl, you saw that? Oh,
well, thank you so much. I'm about to get back here to this international CES conference and go see what I can learn from the masters of digital media.
Definitely, and let me know what's coming out, man. I'm gonna definitely hit you on the flip side. I love you, girl. Keep doing what you do, man. Trey Day.
Okay,
all day,
peace.
Baby.
Thank you. Take care, everybody. All right, good night.
Shout out to Trey Day. The girl is outstanding. Make sure you check her out. We love her to death. Trey Day. You already know what it is. It's your girl, Lexi Lester. We out of here. About to hit the gym, baby. That girl is on fire.